Blog Talk Radio.
Lost the battle. I don't know who that's for today, but know that he's never lost the battle. Hey, brothers and sisters, that needs to be your attitude to know he never lost the battle, and he never will. So all you got to do is hang on in there with him. Keep your hand in the master's hand. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, I'm here to tell you he never lost a battle and he never will. So whoever that's for, praise God. Know that whatever you're going through, whatever you've asked him for, is not a losing case. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I want to ask my pastor, my friend, Pastor Bill, if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. And it's so good to know he's never lost the battle. As he said in his word, he'll supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And that was Philippians 4 and verse 19. Amen. I'll read it again. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today giving you thanks for all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us all. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thanking you for the broadcast. Thanking you for the words and the words to that song, Father God. Encourage our hearts, Father God, to let us know we can trust in you because you never lost a battle and there is nothing impossible for you, Father God. Father God, we ask that you will continue, Lord, to have your way in our lives and open up our hearts and our mind to this word, Father God, and we're praying for our pastor and thankful that he has returned back safely and doing well. We just give you all the praise, Father God, and to the listeners and those that participate, we want to thank you for them as well, Father God. Lord, we just bind up anything and everything to try to come up against this broadcast, try to come up against the listeners and our pastor. Father God, we're going on in the name of the Lord, for your word tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we just ask that you would just have your way in our lives, Father God. Bless those that are sick and shut in. Bless those who are bereaved and be with those who are going through. Because as the song says, you've never lost a battle. Lord, we give you praise and we just want to thank you for the word that we're going to receive today. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Open up our hearts and our mind to the word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Sharon, she did make comment and tell me that she's doing some things, but she's going to get on as soon as she can. I guess it's wherever she's at when it's 12 o'clock. She's going to pull it to the side and see if she can get on. So, but however, we're going on in the name of the Lord. And I can't thank Pastor enough for the job she did last week. I still haven't listened to all the takes I have thoroughly or completely, but I'm working on it.
All right.
This week we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And that's really important. And that is found in 1 Corinthians 2. And verses 13, and I'll read it from the King James, and as Pastor, she'll read it from the Messenger Bible. It says, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, we didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand personal way. Amen.
And the way that works, according to verse 10, it says, but God have revealed them unto us by the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. That's what the 10th verse says.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Enter the Message Bible. The spirit not content to flirt around on the surface dives into the depths of God and brings out what God's plan all along. Amen.
Amen. See, so the 10th verse make the 13th verse a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So God revealed these things unto us. And how did he do it? By his spirit. Why? Because he is a spirit. And remember, it's the spirit that touches everything, especially those deep things of God, especially the things of God, so that you're able to compare spiritual things with spiritual. But see, if you're not spiritual, you won't understand this stuff. Because on down, if you're not spiritual, it's foolishness to you.
Amen.
See? Now, we've all did some comparison in our day. Can I get an amen on that? We've compared everything. Most of our lives, we go through comparing things, we do a thorough examination so we can see what works best for us. We see what similarities are. Can I preach this? Can I teach this? That there's some similarity, but it's not necessarily what we want. So we do a comparison.
Yeah. Say that.
But you compare with the same level of content, if you will. In other words, you don't look for a car and compare it to a truck. Preach.
Say that.
So you look for a car and you compare a car with a car. You're looking for a truck, you compare a truck with a truck. Now, I'm going to get to my point in a moment, but I want you to see the importance of staying in your lane when it comes to comparison. You don't jump and say, well, you know what, I like that house, but you're looking at a mansion. So why do you expect to pay a house price for a mansion? That's the wrong comparison.
Amen.
And I'm sure I could probably ask somebody right now on the line, what have you compared lately? Have you did any comparison lately?
Yes.
And if you went to purchase anything, and most women, and I'm going to go ahead on and speak to the women's today, because most women, they compare everything.
Even if
they were buying a wig, they would compare it. If they're buying hair to put in their hair, they compare. Well, you know what? This beauty place over here, they sell this, and this one sell that. And it does a lot of comparison here. I just want you all to understand and appreciate what comparison is.
Amen. Yes.
And then you understand the benefits of comparison. I mean, you may save a few dollars here. You may save a few dollars there. You may save time here and save time there. There's a great reward when you do comparison.
Amen.
You just don't take it because it's on sale. Wait a minute. Let me do some comparison. Yeah, I understand you got your sale going on, but the same sale you may have going on, Walmart may just have it at regular price.
So now
I have to ask myself, am I getting a deal or no deal? See, once you began to compare things and you began to examine, then you want to get the best. For a better way of saying it, you want to get the best book for your book.
All right.
See, you got to have a reason why you're comparing things. Why do you compare things? Ask yourself, why do you compare things? So it is with God. So it is with the spirit world. You remember when Elijah went on the mountain? And I tell you what, your God and my God are different. because I've comparing them, and my God is going to answer by fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the God that answered by fire, let them be the God of the day. Now, I'm trying to go somewhere with this. Probably just bear with me for a moment. There's a great importance here when you're doing a comparison. We compare everything. You be honest, you've compared all your life. You might have even compared your friends with other friends. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Billy and Joe, but I think Joe's a little bit better for me. And then your parents would say, you know what, you hang out with Joe, because when I do the comparison, Robert is bad for you, or Mary is bad for you, hang out with Sue. See, that's comparison. And because there's benefits to comparison.
Amen.
Full understanding of how important it is to compare. Because when we talk about comparison or comparing the spirit things with spiritual things, then you don't get off track. See, a physical church, you can't compare it to a spiritual church. I'm going to go there in a minute. I'm just trying to make sure we all understand what when we say comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I don't want you reaching over here in another lane getting something else, because if I'm comparing a dress, I'm not going to compare it with a suit. I'm not going to do that.
All right.
See, that's two different things here.
That's right.
If I'm buying a motorcycle, I'm not going to compare it with a car.
All right. Say that.
Yes, it's going to give me transportation. They're both going to take me from point A to point B. I get all of that. But a car is a car, and a motorcycle is a motorcycle. And then I can show you a lot of differences there. That's why it's necessary to compare a car with a car and a motorcycle with a motorcycle. Because if it's raining, the motorcycle might have to pull up on the bridge. The car can keep going. See, when you're talking about comparing things, you know, the comfort of a car is far greater than the comfort of a motorcycle. I'm just trying to show you the importance of comparing the right things with the right things. You may not think it is, but it's very important, especially when it comes to your salvation.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Your salvation is spiritual. That ought to be dear to you. And if you're going to compare that spiritual, you ought to compare it to something spiritual.
I know some folks
compare, well, our church doing this and our church got that going on, and we have a choir and we have this, and you ought to come and join with us because we do this on the first Sunday and we do this on the third Sunday. And people, they compare these church. See, that's flesh. That's not spiritual.
See,
and people don't even realize they're comparing the wrong thing. I started talking about the Lord the other day, and they want to compare me with their preacher. I wasn't even trying to be compared with their preacher. But what they heard and what was reality was two different things. They was comparing my preaching with their preacher. And they say, oh, well, our preacher, he does this, and our preacher, well, wait a minute. You're comparing the wrong thing. I'm talking about scripture now.
All right now. Yes.
I'm talking about no building, no. Because if you want to talk about the building that I'm part of, you need no further than go to 1 Corinthians 6:19 that said, know ye not that you are the building. See, I compare spiritual things with spiritual. So your fleshly building won't work in this situation.
Amen.
All today, it's okay, brothers and sisters, but we will understand one thing. You cannot compare the wrong things with the wrong thing. Is that making sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Yes,
I know
does.
In the courthouse they try to compare one murder trial with the other murder trial, one molestation case with the other one. Brother and sister, I'm going to tell you, comparison is good if it's done right.
Yeah. Amen.
But you can do it wrong. You can do it wrong. Because there are people right now, they say, well, my rights is being affected because I'm gay. And they put gay at the same level as they do the skin of a man, and that's not true. We should be treated equal because we are gay. No, no. You're doing the wrong comparison. I wish somebody talked to me. Somebody understand what I'm trying to tell you. Is that you can't compare being a gay with being black. You can't do that.
All right, all right. Say that, say that.
So they said, you know what? We should have the same rights as the black people because I'm gay. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're talking about two different things. It's just like a bicycle and a motorbike. Two different things, brothers and sisters. They may look alike. They may have some similarities, but two different things. You got to compare the same things with the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's all I want to get across to you today. Make sure that's what you're doing. Now, with that being said, understand the text here. Paul was comparing spiritual things with spiritual. He had just gotten through explaining to the people that he preached Christ, and they did preach it, and because of that, the Jews, Christ became a stumbling block, and it's only because of their foolishness. The Greeks was foolish, see? But unto they which call both Jews and Greek, Christ, power of God. So he was comparing that over there in that other chapter. He said, because the foolishness of God, well, this is what God did, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. The very foolishness of God is wiser than the average man. And he said the weakness of God became strength for man. So he was doing a comparison there. But he said, you know, when you were calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh and not many mighty men noble are called. He said they was all called. He said, but God have chosen the foolish things of this world and confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Man, look how God, look how he compared things. Then he went on to say that no flesh shall glory in his presence. See, a lot of people try to glorify the flesh. Well, our church is this, we doing this, and that don't get it with God. When you're trying to compare the spiritual things, it won't cut it. As they say, as the boys say down in Georgia, it won't cut the mustard. It just won't do it. So what Paul began to tell the people over here in 1 Corinthians 2, he says, and I, brethren, came to you not with excellency of speech. He said, that's not the way I came. He said, I came to you declaring unto you the testimony of God. Now, you got to see this. He was comparing spiritual things. He said, I determined not know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
All right.
He said, I was weak with you in weakness. That's what he was. He says, and I feared, and with much trembling, he says, that my speech and my preaching was not with it enticing words of man's wisdom. But here it was. It was in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
Hallelujah.
So he goes on and compares this stuff, and you got to see it, see, in the spirit realm. He goes on And around the sixth verse, he says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Oh, wow. That's interesting. There's some perfect people in the world. See, you see the comparison? He said, now we speak in wisdom among them that are perfect. How many folks walk around here think they're perfect? Or how many will confess they're perfect? He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God had ordained from the world unto our glory.
Mm-hmm.
He said, which none of the prince of this world knew. He said, for if they had knew this stuff here, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory.
Amen.
And then he goes on, and he began to explain spiritual things by saying that, you know, God had revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit such as all things, yea, the deep things of God. And the reason he did that is so that people will understand that these things are going to be judged by the spirit. That's why no man can judge you if you're spiritual. They can't judge you unless they're
all
in
right.
the spirit. They're not walking in the perfectness of God's holiness. They can't judge you, Pastor. They don't know that.
Amen.
So, hopefully, we'll get into comparing the spiritual things. But it's so important that you understand when we start comparing spiritual things, we're going to have to do it with the spirit. Like, for instance, we don't have to go no farther than Romans 8. Read Romans 8 and 5, Pastor. Or we could read 8, 5, and 6, and 7. Well, I'm just talking about comparison. That's what Paul is doing here. He's comparing some things here. So let's read Romans 8. Now give me a minute here. Yeah, now I'm getting back in the groove here, so bear with me here. But Romans 8, and he started out by saying, now there's no condemnation to them that's in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. See, because so many people are being condemned, so he did that comparison. But in 5, he says this. Try to hear this. And then let Pastor read it out of the Messenger Bible. It says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. He said, for to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. The 7th verse said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be.
Amen. From the Message Bible, those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle, but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's actions in them find that God's spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Amen.
Yeah. This is a comparison he's doing here. He's showing you the difference between living after the flesh and living after the spirit. That's the comparison there. I should have did it like a quiz so everybody can see what is actually being compared. So he says, if you're in the flesh, you mind the things of the flesh. But now, if you're spiritual, you mind the things of the spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
If you're in the flesh, you're carnal minded. So guess what? Your thoughts gonna be, your action gonna be carnal, because that's what you do. So you compare with somebody that's in the spirit, they're doing spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
They're
Amen.
Concerned about the spirit, not about their flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
And when you really think about it, that sixth verse says, hey, man, when you're in the flesh, you're spiritually dead. You're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Why
yeah.
would you ask some on that? See, folks don't realize they're dead and they don't even know it. They're dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They walk around here, and of course, I see people do this at funerals, too. Excuse me, Evangelist Renee, but I see people do this at funerals.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't noticed everybody is gone to heaven. Well, you know, I know they didn't live right when they were here, but I believe they made it right with God. I ain't never seen nobody didn't make it right. Everybody, as they say in Georgia, everybody made it heaven. Everybody.
All right.
yeah, Pastor, I'm telling you, you did some funerals, Pastor. You know how that thing works.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Everybody want their loved one to make it in. But I'm going to tell you, there's some people that just dead, man. They dead. You can't bring them back to life. I don't care how many memorials you do. I don't care how much you set up. And I know some people set and they praise the dead. They can't wait to Memorial Day so they can go back and talk to their loved one. They dead, man. They dead.
Amen.
People they don't want to hear because, you know, some of them, their mother, their sisters, their husband, their wife. You know, people don't want to hear you tell them the truth about death. They think them people still alive.
All right. Say that.
My take on it, I think what they people should start doing is when somebody die, and after they take their head off and set it up on top of the casket so they can see that person have actually died.
Mm.
I know that's real gruesome, but they ought to, I mean, you know, and then every day they holiday, but they go and stick something in the eyes or in the ears or in the mouth or something to let them know they're dead. They're gone.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They're gone. Amen.
But just like they're spiritually dead, we are spiritually alive.
Yes.
There's a difference, man, when you're alive and when you're dead. But we're going to do some comparison with the spiritual things. See, some people don't understand there's a spiritual death.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You practicing fleshly stuff, you're spiritually dead. You're not alive to God because you're not practicing the things of God. So you have to compare spiritual things with spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, somebody. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go around here, and if you don't get the right comparison, you know, you're messing up. I wish I could tell you another way, but there's no other way to tell you, brothers and sisters. When you miss comparing spiritual things with spiritual, you're messing up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But, Pastor, you have anything you'd like to say or share?
No, I'm just enjoying the word, as always.
As always. I Pastor, you're so sweet. Love you. If nothing else, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.